its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. The massive renovation of the former J.W. Knapp department store continues in downtown Lansing. The historic 190,000-square-foot building is being converted into a mix of retail and residential space. Architects and developers are being careful to keep some of the original charm of the 75-year-old landmark, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Knapp's project is a good example of how federal and state historic preservation tax credits are used to blend old form with new function. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with Rob McKay, a historical architect with the Michigan State Historic Preservation Office. They walked through the old Knapp Center, which is slated to reopen for business in February.
At the moment, what we're seeing is the new building skin going back on. The building is being rehabilitated as a combination of retail office and residential space.
This was a pretty classic example of Art Deco from the late Depression era. What do we know about the physical characteristics of this building that made it historic, that made it worth salvaging, worth having as part of our repertoire of what Lansing is?
There's two parts to that. First of all, or originally, the building was listed on the National Register of Historic Places individually, and it was listed for two reasons. You hit on one of them, that it's an iconic architecture, which is, in the history of Lansing, fairly unique. We don't have a lot of streamlined modern or art modern buildings. And then secondly, for its association with the Knapp's company itself. Knapp's was the preeminent department store retailer for a substantial period of time, and you know, this was their flagship building. So that's why the building was originally listed. Subsequent to that, it was included in the Downtown Lansing Historic District, which includes a majority of the properties on Washington, and was recognized as a collection of buildings that clearly represent the history of the city, as opposed to this one, which was very unique in that overall story.
Well, how about we go inside and see what kind of progress is being made right now?
Wonderful.
All right. Is this the atrium, or eventually will be the atrium?
This is the new atrium. And actually, when we came in through the stairs, you encountered one of the other unique aspects of the project. Because of the footprint of the building and the way the floor plate was laid out, the spaces got very dark in the middle. So part of the design was to try to enliven the space, make it more modern, more friendly, and to get some additional light in, because all the glass block transmits light, but not as much as clear glass. An atrium has been inserted in the center, goes from the third floor to the roof, creates a broader, brighter space. But the other thing, if you look at the floor, you'll notice that all the ductwork is on the floor instead of on the ceiling. Because of the height of the band of glass block, we're using an upside-down mechanical system. Everything will be fed from the floor, allowing the occupants in the space more direct contact with the exterior windows.
How exactly is your office involved with this project? Certainly it's an old historic building, but what brings SHPO on board?
In this case, specifically, we're involved with the federal and state historic tax credit programs. Those are incentives to encourage the owners of National Register listed buildings to rehabilitate them in a way that maintains the historic integrity of those properties, while accommodating the new use or uses that we need to give to buildings to allow them to continue into the future.
Is it more difficult or more onerous for a developer to apply for the type of tax preservation, the historic preservation tax credits and incentives that it takes to do a property like this?
Is it more onerous? That's a very difficult question to answer. Yes, inherently preservation projects are more expensive than what I will say sometimes are conventional strip it, leave it, you know, make it into just this big empty kind of shell project. Is it more expensive than trying to build a contemporary comparable property? No, absolutely not, because the things, the materials, the products that you get that are inherent in a historic building are substantially more expensive than the conventional finishes and those kinds of things that you'd see in a new build today. So it you have to be careful how you make that comparison. Could you do a project for less than this one is costing? Yes. Would you get the same product? No. So, and that's part of what the credits are about, is to help level that playing field and try to make it as economically feasible to do a rehabilitation project as to do new construction.
Can you speak to the idea of what a renovated historic building like this means in terms of an anchor when a community wants to revitalize its historic business district?
Most of the time, if you look at truly successful communities, they are built around a historic core. There's something inherently that we as human beings react to but in the dynamic between the old and the new. It gives us a sense of safety and belonging as we sort of vault off into our new endeavors. So it's really important. If you look at some of the most successful projects, arguably, in Lansing, they are rehabilitation projects. It was the Arbaugh project, was huge in sort of establishing a southern anchor for downtown and helping to sort of move some of the activity this way. The Motor Wheel Building on Saginaw was another really important project, again, in terms of solidifying that idea that downtown Lansing was really someplace that people wanted to be. Then there are a number of other small projects, that have sort of taken that impetus. For us, the Knapps Building was really sort of the last major downtown building that hadn't had any substantial investment for an extended period of time. So we were really excited when the Ides came and said, yes, we think we want to do this, and we think we want to, partner with you to make it happen.
I'm just going to take a guess here, Rob. As a historic architect, are you one of those guys that looks at a site as it's being torn apart and redone and says, whoa, don't touch that Ionic column. There's only three of these like this in the Midwest.
Well, unfortunately, yes, I do have a tendency to do that. As my wife says, Rob, sometimes people do that because they really do think it's a good idea. I try to be understanding, but yeah, sometimes I react badly to what I see people doing.
The Knapps project is just the latest in a string of successful historic property renovations in Lansing. The city's downtown core and its Old Town District are each involved in a revitalization program administered by the Michigan Main Street Center, a division of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Brittany Hoskew is the organization specialist for the Michigan Main Street Center. We talked about the key role historic preservation plays in her agency's programming.
Historic preservation is really the foundation for the Main Street program. These historic preservation efforts are logging some extremely impressive private investment statistics. In Michigan alone, of 10 years of Main Street, we've had over $100 million of private investment in the Main Street communities that we work with. And so those economic development statistics being rooted in historic preservation are starting to gain the attention of all sorts of folks, Chamber of Commerce and downtown development authorities and principal shopping districts and local governments. And so, that historic preservation piece is a foundational piece, but it's also proven itself as an economic development piece as well, which makes it a welcomed addition to the program.
How does a program like yours entice developers who might be thinking about building brand new to look again at a vacant building or an underused building or a building that can be rehabilitated in some way versus something that's brand new?
Sure. I think if you look at the support that's out there now in the state of Michigan for downtown development efforts or for development efforts, period, you'll see that that's really being focused in downtowns and particularly in historic buildings. I think most everyone in the community development world in Michigan and even local governments have heard a lot of conversation around placemaking. And a lot of that is found within context and identity of communities, and that's in historic preservation. And so as a developer, if you're looking for those areas of support from local and state governments, it's really going to be found in downtown and existing historic properties.
the Michigan State Housing Development Authority is hosting a national Main Streets conference in Detroit in May of next year. Proposals from various communities across the country are being funneled into your office now from people who could present ideas for the rest of the country at this conference. Are you seeing some of those ideas? Are you parsing through some of those and getting a sense of, wow, that's something that we could do here that we never thought of that's happening in another state?
Well, my role really has been advocating for communities across the state to use this as a spotlight. So when the Michigan Main Street Center started to pursue hosting the National Main Streets Conference in Detroit in 2014, we knew that if we were going to move forward and invest our time in this fashion, in allowing Michigan to host such a conference, that we wanted to use it as a platform to show not just what Detroit's doing in community-initiated downtown development and historic preservation, but what Michigan's doing, both in Michigan Main Street communities and beyond. And so I've really tried to focus my time in encouraging organizations of all shapes and sizes and missions to throw their hat in the ring and propose a potential topic that I think will help people across the country think differently maybe about their own community.
What's the most pleasantly surprising part about watching any city's downtown core get revitalized or noticed again or made profitable again?
I really find the most exciting part of a community that sort of finds themselves as seeing the community through the local stakeholders' eyes, seeing them become inspired and find their place in that process, to me is the most exciting part. Because whatever result comes out of their Main Street efforts, I think the most important thing is the understanding and excitement about their community and their friends and neighbors and what the possibilities are.
Brittany Hoskew is the organization specialist for the Michigan Main Streets Center at MSHDA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Brittany, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to see you again.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.